Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the other president of the United States, the one you really wanted. My fellow Americans, God-loving Christians, and anti-communists, I promised you at the last meeting that we would read you our party platform. And I haven't updated it since I created my book, The Spirit of America Party, book.com. But let me give you, let me see if I can find it here. Yeah, of course, when I'm in a hurry to find something, here it is. Okay. Let me give you our party platform. $10 a barrel of oil worldwide, and shoot any Democrat that wants to tax it. 1 million fewer abortions in the USA per year. Can't we save one kid? Better treatment for poor American Indian tribes who serve as warriors and never complain. Let's unswap some of that junk land we stuck them with and give them the stuff we gave, Nancy Pelosi gave to the Sierra Club. Increase in income for police and military. It should be $100,000 a year to start. $1 million, $1 million combat zone death benefit. I wanted $2 million. $2 million and $1 million per loss of each vital limb and or organ. Immigration slowdown, that's number five, until we regain control of the flow, because we've got out-of-control immigration. As a matter of fact, the pro-choice people want to count the unborn as illegal immigrants. Six, this is the best one. This one is going to save a lot of families. A complete elimination of drugs in the USA. You just watch Michael Jackson. I watched it on Fox, the list of all the drugs he was on. They call it a cocktail. They're not a cocktail. That's a death brew. They scrolled the screen four times to list all the drugs he was popping. Full tax deduction for religious education, and because religious people pay twice for education in the United States. And that's a taxation without representation. A one-year draft for all at age 19. Happy birthday. One of the reasons for the 50% divorce rate, we have too many wusses in the country. We've become a nation of sissy Marys, and it's time to stiffen the backbone of every American. And not only that, it will bring us all together for the big picture. A down payment, a guaranteed loan, $100,000 for home buying, or a small business venture, or education. And that's a low interest loan. That's not you pay it off the rest of your life and you never hit the principal. And speaking of hitting the principal, I want a restructuring of the mortgages in this country. No way should a person put a down payment on a home and wait 7 years to see any of the principal reduced while the banks get the interest first. That is not American. That is usury. And I want to see a 7-year mortgages with the final payment in the 7th year paying off the house, paying off the mortgage. And also, I want to see the Florida Homestead Act enacted across the land. You buy a house and nobody can take it from you. Nobody. The banks don't want them anyway. They're just trading them to other banks. Where else are we here? Take care of our own, yes. America first, I'm sorry. The rest of the world has to take a second place. Anyone who served in the War on Terror can walk into any American university and demand their free upfront seat. You want to be a doctor? Well, you're in Fallujah? Go ahead. Go to Cornell and tell them I sent you. 12, stop buying friends. I don't want to put $8 billion on a Turkish Ottoman table to bribe the Turks to let a heavy armored division land in northern Iraq and find out that the Turks picked up the money and said no. I don't want to buy friends. You love us for what we are. We are great. All foreign language stations must have English subtitles. I want to know what they're saying in Spanish. I want to know what they're saying in Portuguese. I want to know what they're saying in Arabic. How am I going to learn to be bilingual if I can't see English subtitles? We need everybody to speak one common language, the one that's on the Declaration of Independence that was signed and dated this 4th of July in the year of our Lord, 1776. So says it. 14, a basic language training for all military personnel. If you go into the Middle East, you should be able to say things like, don't shoot, hands up, and mishmushkila. No problem. A free binoculars for everybody on the East Coast and a profiling chart of bribe-taking senators. All media has to display the flag and play the Star Spangled Banner once a day. No network should be allowed not to do it. The Pledge of Allegiance has to be said in all workplaces, events, schools, and rock concerts, and Mickey Jughead can only sing in prune commercials. The Pledge of Allegiance has to begin within the name of the Father. The Great White Father in Washington could have a nice tan. If you offend anybody under First Amendment pretenses, you must wear a size 29 clown shoes forever, including bed. All politicians have to take a lie detector test immediately before and after campaign speeches. Bring back the two-party system. What we have right now is Democrat heavy and Democrat light. And I'm going to talk about the 8 Republicans who sold out their party and inflicted heavy pain on the American people. And I'm going to look up their names. I'm going to give them to you. Everyone should be voted out of office or impeached. The Republican Party, and I don't like who's running it. I don't like who's leading it. Mitch McConnell voted to burn the American flag. He was one of 8 senators from the Republican Party that went over to 40 Democrats and voted to burn the American flag 40 days before 9/11. I don't call him a Mitch McConnell, who signed his name to SJR7. I call him Match McConnell. And he is no spokesman. He doesn't represent me, and he doesn't represent my Republican Party. And he's not alone. You can take Fred Thompson and throw him out the window, too. Fred Thompson, who they classify as a conservative, also voted to burn the flag. And if you vote to burn my flag, you are a traitor to my country. And I don't want to hear the freedom of speech lie. Okay, where are we? One American, one vote, even though I believe the military vote should count as 10. And there should only be a $1 champagne contribution for any candidate. And whether you're Exxon or you are Joe DePlumber, you one vote, $1 is all you can contribute to the election of a candidate. And one term only for politicians. They shouldn't be there. Incumbents should be thrown out. There should be no such... Incumbents is a dirty word. That means... that's like a... that's like one of those trill parasites that eats into the heart of the oyster. That's like a pilot fish riding a shark. We don't need incumbents. You serve one term and get the hell out. No benefits. No pay. You can't get paid either. Yep. No insurance. You can't have any hospitalization. You have to heal yourself. The party's over. That's what we'll call ourselves. The party's over party. So, welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book at .com. And I told you the Great White Father in Washington could have a nice tan. Now, speaking of nice tans, we got a governor who went on the prowl, and I told you I wrote two songs. One is Don't Cry for Me, Carolina, and the other one is Nothing Could Be Keener Than to Be in Argentina in the Morning. And I'm listening to WABC tonight, and they got a jerk on. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I have the highest respect for CMH holders, the Congressional Medal of Honor holders. I have the highest respect. Their boots I am not worthy to lace. But when I see a CMH holder named Jacobs, a colonel, sitting on Marine Killing MSNBC with Chris Matthews Rasbanjani, and they're talking about the situation of the day, which was the fighting in Fallujah, and a cameraman named Kevin Seitz filmed a Marine finishing off a twitching Al-Qaeda, and they made the Al-Qaeda to look like a helpless old man, and they made the Marine to look like a killer. And that was part of the anti-war propaganda in favor of the party of death, the Democrat Party, the baby-killing, flag-burning party of death. And that was the propaganda move made by Marine Killing MSNBC, because GE is going to get a trillion-dollar deal with Osama bin Laden to make windmills. Okay? And that's the only reason why MSNBC has sold out the American people, because they were told to by the people that pulled their chain. And I saw this colonel, I think he's an army colonel, his name was Jacobs, and he's sitting there with Chris Matthews, who dodged the draft during the Vietnam War and hid out in and hid out in Africa, and he was decorated for his guacamole dip. He was a Peace Corps communist. Yeah, and that was his out. Okay? That was his out. And there, the two of them were ripping this private to shreds. And this Colonel Jacobs called the Marine private under duress, under the heat of battle, he called them jazzed up. And that's when I lost completely res complete respect for a CMH holder. And that's the only one that I have no respect for, because he's a pimp for Marine Killing MSNBC. And I heard him tonight. He's on WABC, which now has their own broadcasting channel inside the White House. They're like the Iranian radio network. And I heard him on WABC tonight, and he was complaining about the governor of South Carolina, and he didn't have his facts right. Now, this guy is an army colonel, and he doesn't know his geography. He doesn't know the difference between Brazil and Argentina. And twice he said that the South Carolina governor was in Brazil. Imagine him calling in artillery. Yeah, we got the target. He's in Brazil. You sure he's not in Argentina? What's in Argentina? And that's what you got. And you know what his biggest complaint was? That he was preempted. He was supposed to be a guest on Marine Killing MSNBC to talk about Iran and Iraq, and they canceled him because Michael Jackson had just done the Moonwalk Forever. Yeah, and we're going to talk about that too. Okay? So hang in there. Let me give you a tune. And I said what I'm going to say about the backstabbing military Pentagonians. And hang in there, and let me get you a tune. Isn't that a nice heady music? Can you picture a cool nightclub, ice cubes in a drink, pretty girls, being cool? Yes, wonderful, wonderful. That's Herbie Mann, and the name of the tune is Summertime. And summertime is here. Finally, after all this rain, I thought I was in Rawalpindi there for about 20 days. So it's good to see that the summer breezes are blowing again. So my next topic is tortured souls. And you see what Hollywood and the media and the music industry can do to tortured souls. Michael Jackson was a tortured soul. It's amazing that he lived to 50. I think Farrah Fawcett was also a tortured soul. And definitely Elvis. How old was Elvis when he died? 42, 44? Another tortured soul. Celebrityville can really destroy you. You really have to be of sound mind. Look at Mel Gibson. Another tortured soul. How sad. Talent is just flung against the wall and crushed. And Michael Jackson had a terrible drug problem. I told you, they listed all the drugs on Fox, and they had to scroll the screen like three screenfuls, starting with Demerol. Now, if you've ever taken Demerol or received Demerol for pain in the hospital, one shot of Demerol is all you need for kidney stone pain, which they say is almost as bad as labor pains. And And here's Michael Jackson. He was taking Demerol three times a day. I know they're going to cover up everything. You're not going to learn the truth on this thing. There's too much money involved. But that was only one of the drugs. He was taking Vicodin, which half the nation takes now. We are a nation of junkies. One out of five Americans is a junkie. Whether you like it to admit it or not, one out of five Americans is a junkie. And one junkie brings down five people. One junkie brings down five people, and mostly people in his own family. And the one he hurts the most is the one that are trying to help him the most. And he don't care. He has no soul. When you do drugs, you lose your soul. And there's only one way to beat drugs. There's no other way guaranteed to beat drugs but the one way. And the one way is you never do the first one. And you can laugh about that. And you want to experiment and you think you're smarter than the drug dealer, you got a lot to learn. If you think that you can go and wipe out Atlantic City with $5, you got a lot to learn. And it's the same thing. And most junkies start with weed. That's the problem of the heroin user. And if you're rich, the dealer will find you. Just ask Archie Bunker how long it took for the dealer to find his kid. So Archie never did drugs, but what happened? The pusher got his kid, his only adopted son. How's that? Drugs is debt. I once crossed the bridge from Bahrain to Saudi Arabia, and they stop you at the toll booth, and they give you a receipt, and the receipt says the penalty for drugs is debt. Yet they got a drug problem in Saudi Arabia because princes bring it in diplomatic pouches. And there are rehab units. It's kind of hard for a father to kill his son. But I got to tell you something. The success of from a heroin a rehab is less than 1%. So the only way to beat drugs, honestly, is never to do the first one. And then you never have to fight the temptation for the second one. Michael Jackson is living proof. He was a tortured soul. And Hollywood destroys your soul. If you don't take God everywhere you go, you have to leave him at the door, because what's going on inside the room is not to be seen by the eyes of God, who sees it anyway. You have assigned your death warrant. The devil has a place for you. And it's really sad. You can say goodbye to Michael Jackson. He's gone. And how many souls did he corrupt on the way? And how many leeches did he feed? So let me go back to a summertime and give you something to live for. Thank you. I don't know if you saw the footage of Michael Jackson being taken to the coroner's office, but here's Michael Jackson, and he's wrapped in a body bag. He's worth $1 billion, minus the $500 million that he owes, and he's in the same body bag as a Bowery bum. How's that? You think about that. And he didn't have to be there. But he left his God at the door to fame. And now he's got some explaining to do. There's a lot of tortured souls in Hollywood. All that glitters is not gold. How true that saying is. Speaking of all that glitters is not gold, I happened to catch the welcoming of the Chancellor of Germany, Merkel, I forget her first name, and President Obama at the White House. And President Obama opened up the talk and the press release by speaking about the current events. And how, I thought he was going to apologize for the bombing of Dresden by the British, who were retaliating for the bombing of Coventry in England, but we'll never hear that side of the story from the communists. You'll never hear about the 250,000 Chinese that were murdered by the Japanese, but you'll hear about the bombing of Nagasaki and Hiroshima. 250,000 Chinese who were executed for rescuing American pilots. How's that for retaliation? You rescue 12, we'll kill 250,000. But you'll never hear that story in the communist press. They're waiting for the last American to die so they can rewrite history. And that'll be led by Simon and Schuster. That'll be led by Marine Killing MSNBC. The ABC, always bashing Christians, the anti-Bush channel. And there was a nice tribute to Ronald Reagan by a guy that went and dug up some archives about his negotiations with the Russians to take down the Berlin Wall. And the Reagan, we're going to find out, was more than we thought. It was more of a man than we thought we had in the White House. And he never called any attention to himself. He just played Mr. President. But I'm watching Obama, and he's just about ready to apologize for the bombing of Dresden, and he doesn't mention Iran at all. And I said, just as he finished, I said, look at this, he didn't even mention Iran. Iran is off the table. They'll give us 3 days of Michael Jackson. Iran is being sold out by the United States under the guise of we want to negotiate. So then he turns over the podium to Chancellor Merkel, a woman, and she gives Obama a lesson in ethics. The first thing she mentions is the election in Iran. Right off the top, she talks about the issues that are pressing in on the free world. And I said to myself, there's a woman who knows what's going on in the world. And later, earlier today, I am listening to Fox, and they're reporting that the Associated Press went out and phone called all the governors, all 50 governors of the United States, and asked their office, do you know where the governor is? And one governor was at the dentist. One governor had gone fishing. The governor of Maryland, he went fishing. And guess where Sarah Palin was? Sarah Palin was in Kosovo visiting the troops. But you'll never hear about that. you'll just hear David Letterman, call her a slutty stewardess. And the last time I saw a picture of Sarah Palin, she was in Iraq visiting the troops. She was visiting Alaskan troops. And guess what? They were all Eskimos. How's that? And the time before I see Sarah Palin, she's sitting in a chow hall with the troops. And the last time I seen Hillary Clinton with the troops, she was telling some officer that he should have a nice blue helmet and should be taking orders from the UN. Yeah, there are some women out there that can make a world of a difference. And they can teach somebody like Obama a lesson in ethics. Let me jump into a tune. We'll finish up Herbie. Herbie's in heaven, by the way. He's up there with Maynard Ferguson. Louis Armstrong. He's up there with a lot of good guys. Bruce Springsteen won't be there. Bruce Springsteen is a phony. And I've got it straight. I got it straight from the Vatican. Now, somebody sent me a Vatican joke. You want me to tell it to you? The Pope is packing his luggage. He's going on a trip. And the chauffeur says, get in, Your Holiness, and we'll take off. And the Pope says, listen, do me a favor. Let me drive. He goes, they don't let me drive, and I'm dying to drive. I'm a German. So the chauffeur says, I can't do that, Your Holiness. I'll lose my job. He says, I'm not going to tell anybody. He says, okay. So the Pope jumps in the driver's seat, and the chauffeur sits in the back. And the Pope has the limo up to 205 miles an hour. He's got the pedal to the metal, and the police pull him over. And the policeman, the Pope rolls down the window, and the policeman looks in, and he's stunned. So he quickly dials the phone, and he gets a hold of headquarters. He says, we've got a problem here. I said, what's the problem? I got a very high official, and I just pulled him over for speeding. He says, well, what do you mean a high official? What is he, a mayor? No, higher. What is he, a governor? No, higher. What is he, a senator? Higher. A prime minister? Higher. Who is it? Stop fooling around. I think it's God. He says, what makes you think it's God? He says, because the Pope is driving. Okay, so, haven't told you that. We'll go back to Herbie Mann. It's the Pope is the chauffeur. That's the punchline. Have you ever been to a concert and something takes place that you'll never see again in your lifetime, and you're thrilled that you were there for that rush? It happens sometimes, like this Herbie Mann concert. You could never duplicate that. And I once saw Little Richard at a concert in the Brooklyn Paramount, and he faked a heart attack on the stage. And then they carried him off. He was singing. And you'll never see that. That's a once-in-a-lifetime event. It's like watching Bobby Thompson hit a home run at the Polo Grounds, no, Ebbets Field in 1951. That's a once-in-a-lifetime event. There is a documentary called Ghosts of Flatbush. You got to see it. If you want to see what America was made of in the 50s, go see get that documentary and see what your country was like in 1951. That's BD, 1951 BD, before drugs. The only ones that were smoking weed were jazz musicians. And Gene Krupa was doing a cocaine, sniffing it in a poppy in his boutonniere. And that was it. That was it. You had to go to Mexico to get a divorce. You couldn't get a divorce in the United States. You made your bed, you slept in it. We were pre-clean. That's 6 years after the end of World War II. We were the strongest industrial power in the world. We were the largest exporter in the world because all our competition had been bombed out of business. We made everything. Housewives made fighter planes. We blackened the skies with our planes. We gave the Russians their air force. We gave the British their cargo ships. The German submarines were waiting off of out in the Atlantic to sink anything that came out of New York Harbor. Their biggest complaint was they couldn't sink the ships fast enough as the Americans made more. We were making 3 cargo ships a week in Brooklyn alone. We made more rifles in one day than the Japanese made in a year. We were an industrial power. In 1951, we were just beginning to reach our stride. And things were looking up. And taxes were low. Now the government is riding your back. You've got a tax, Jones. They just voted. Listen to the title of this bill that they just passed by 7 votes. The Clean Energy and Security Act. What does security have to do with clean energy? They put a rider in there, huh? Of 2009. And 8 Republicans went over to the Democrat side to give them the win. It was 219 to 212. That means that if the Republicans had stayed on the Republican side, we would have won by 1. And I got to thank the Democrats who came over. 34 came over and voted with the Republicans. And I got to thank them because those guys are real heroes. Because you don't do that in the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party votes as a bloc. And when you take your office after being elected as a Democrat, you're told right off the bat, if you ever go against us, we will put you out of office. We will run against you in the next election. Don't cross us because we'll burn you. Okay? So I say that this vote was won by the Democrats thanks to 8 traitor Republicans, and those 8 Republicans should be thrown out of office. First off, the Republicans are now the minority party. They have to stand together. They have to stand together like the water buffalo forming a protective circle, or elephants protecting a circle, protecting the little elephants, the pro-life elephant babies, against lions and vicious beasts, hyenas and jackals and Democrats. We do not have the luxury of letting anybody go over to the other side. We need every vote just to count for something. And these 8 Republicans sold us out. and they have to be punished for it, that they have to be removed from office. They have to be fired. So, having said that, and fire every Republican that voted to burn the flag, and do not let him stay in office at all. So, having said that, let me give you a little Herbie Mann. I went to Michelle Malkin's website, and she's got a, right on the money, she's got a list of the eight traitors. Mary Bono Mack from the welfare state of California. I call California the welfare state because 49 other states, the money that they send to Washington will be given to California to bail them out because of Kennedy priorities. Yes, Governor Arnold Kennedy, the Kaiser of California. Mike Castle for Delaware. Delaware never had a decent representative. They're all flag burners. And Mike Castle from Delaware is a Republican traitor. He has to go. Mark Kirk from Illinois, well, he's working for the Daily Machine. He has to go. Better that you pick somebody off the streets and sent them to represent Illinois as a Republican. At least you'd get a fairer shake. John McHugh from New York, a disgrace to the race. His ancestors are spinning at 7,800 RPMs in their graves tonight. The bold Fenian men are spitting up. Frank Loblando from New Jersey. New Jersey is a traitor state. I mean, they got a governor who bought the election for $57 million. And was on the stage with black ministers, and somebody said, "Governor, is it true that you bought all these ministers?" And the ministers turned to one another and said, "What did we say we were going to say last night?" Frank Loblando has to go. He's not a Republican. He's a Democrat in Republican drag. Leonard Lance, anybody named Lance, you know, is going to pierce your heart. Get rid of him. He's also from New Jersey. Besides, he probably is involved with the sentencing of who's the guy that's coming up on Monday for sentencing? He's probably a financial advisor on the side. Dave Reichert of Washington. Well, Washington is a communist state anyway. I mean, they fly the hammer and sickle up there. Is Washington the state? It's Oregon. That's the training center for Al-Qaeda. And Chris Smith from New Jersey. These are supposed to be Republicans. They all have to be fired. They all have to lose their job. Mary Bono Mack. Give me a break. Okay. Let me go back to Freedom Jazz. Freedom Latin Jazz. Freedom Summertime Jazz. And we'll finish up this piece. Going to close this piece with a tribute to the Iranian people. The Iranian people whose cries are being heard throughout the world for freedom. The mullahs have shut them down. They've even taken the opposition leader's website down. They're arresting people. They're torturing people. These are not nice people, these mullahs. They are evil. They have conned an entire nation into thinking that they are doing what is religiously right. But actually, what they are doing is they are controlling the masses, and they are wasting their national assets while they play dream games. They have done nothing to help the Iranian people. The only thing they have done is made the noose tighter on the neck. They have done nothing for women except humiliate them and hang them off the back of tow trucks. They have done nothing for the youth of the nation except march them over minefields, holding a Quran, to using them to clear minefields. They are Hezbollah incarnate. They are the party of death. And they have to be put in check. And the theocracy is not the way to go. God and country has to be one. So let me close with the rest of this show and a tribute to Nada, a young girl who was one of the casualties of freedom. She is the flower of the little flower of freedom. And let me say once again, over and over again, send your vote to the United States and let it be counted. Do not be shut down. Do not be shut out. Do not have your tongue cut out. Do not have your voice silenced. Send your vote overseas to the land of the free. And we will count it for you and give you the results. And the mullahs can say, we're lying. But we'll know, won't we? We'll know the truth. I've asked memory tonight. And I went out to Twitter and asked them to count the vote, and nobody got back to me. I went to Drudge and asked him to help me get Twitter to count the vote. Nobody came back to me. I've now gone to memory, M-E-M-R-I, and Michelle Malkin, to see if there's a way that we can count the vote for the Iranian people. Surely there's a freedom box for your vote here in the USA, where you can get a fair count. Surely it'll be fairer than the one that they rigged in Iran. We've played the entire Herbie Mann concert and the tune Summertime. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice evening. At the beginning of the first day that I supported this resurrection of the Freedom Dead, I said I was concerned that many would die in the streets. These mullahs have a very tight noose around the neck of Iran. They have been prepared for this since 1979. They have been sealing the fate of Iran since 1979. And I said to myself that it would be better if the Iranians who are demonstrating just went on strike, called in sick, and didn't go to work. But I hear tonight that if you don't open your shop, you lose your license. So now, more than ever, the bloodless way to get your message out is to send your vote to the USA. One, it is an insult to the government that is stepping on your neck. They will be humiliated because the people of Iran don't trust their government. They are sending their votes to be counted in the USA. Do it. And not only that, you can go to work and you can open your shop up and they can't take your business away. You can walk the streets because nobody will be pointing a gun at you because there's nothing they can do. And your vote will be counted, for sure. And even if it doesn't work out, let's try it. Let's go for it. Let's see what happens. Because I think it will work out. Instead of maybe only one person can get his vote out, but maybe he can pick up 10 votes with names, first names, or a pseudonym, and the town that they're voting from. That's all. So we've got Nizar from Tehran. That's one vote. Here's another Nizar. Okay, Nizar 1. Nizar 2. Nizar with a code name. Do it. Get your vote in. Start. This is something that you can do without feeling any pain. And even if it doesn't work, you did something different. You tried. And this could be the Twitter revolution. So, I'm almost ready to broadcast, so I'm going to pick a tune to add to this, and then we'll go from there. And God keep you safe. And America does love you.
Just a song at the start, but it soon is a hymn to your grave when the music swells. I'm touching your hand, it tells me you're rejoice that a song such as ours came to be, but I always knew I would live life through with a song in my heart for you.
Tell me how long. Slap, slap.